This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello, and welcome to episode Which One of You Rat Bastards Stole the Sunshine? Yeah. It was a lovely day yesterday.
It's 1-2-8.
Episode 1-2-8.
Yeah, not 1-2-8, not while you wait. It's not an MOT. It's 1-2-8.
1-2-8.
So you know, 1-2-8.
1-2-8. What is a twait?
It's you. You are a twait.
I'm a twait. Is that a very posh twat?
Well, no, it's people who wait in a gynecologist's office. People queuing at the gynecologists are 1-2-8s.
Anyway, I've got some fascinating news to tell you.
What is the fascinating news, Simon?
Yesterday, we installed a slow-closing toilet seat. Not on the podcast. The podcast now doesn't come with a slow-closing toilet seat.
It should. That'd be amazing. If you're listening to this on your iPhone, put your iPhone underneath your toilet seat and close it.
It would be cool if I could slowly close you. And as you were talking, just your voice just faded down slowly so you could...
That's not going to happen.
No, it's
I refuse,
really
even for comic reasons, to pretend to be crushed into a box by Simon Dunn. Anyway, Simon, that's
Who puts a toilet seat on a box?
We're trying to be romantic.
Oh, yes. It is actually Valentine's Day, isn't it, tomorrow?
Yes, or if you're listening to this a couple of days ago or yesterday, depending.
Or if you're listening to this several months down the line, it was Valentine's Day.
And if you listen to this next year... Wow, look at you, you're really old.
If you're listening to it in the past, then you've obviously got a time machine and I want to meet you. Anyway, bollocks to Valentine's Day.
Did you get a newspaper? I've got news to the world, but it's full of Valentine's stuff.
Well, I got the Express and it's full of Valentine's stuff,
so we'll
get to it, I'm sure.
And kissing and hugging and buying pointless crap.
Like the supplements. It's time to cut things out and keep them snip and clip and all that.
Okay.
I have got the single best cut out and keep ever.
I don't, so go on.
Right, there's a little story behind it and everything.
Okay.
I went to the shop to buy a
newspaper. Oh, this is a good story. Yeah. This is like, what are you wearing?
A short sleeve shirt and some... rubbish jeans.
Okay, why are they the rubbish ones? Are they the ones that are too big for you because you lost weight?
No.
Or are they the ones too long for you because you keep shrinking?
It's because all of my jeans are rubbish. Anyway, so I went to the shop and I chose a paper.
Okay.
Nearly chose the Star, but I didn't.
Okay. Went for the Express.
I went for the Express, right? Not realising what was about to happen.
Okay.
Now, I went to the counter with my paper.
Okay. Did you buy any chocolate or confectionery?
Well, here's the thing. Right, I thought, I can't quite afford to buy a lollipop, right? Because I only had £1.50 and lollipops 20p and Express is £1.35, right?
£1.35,
so I put my paper down slightly forlornly, thinking I'm not going to have a lollipop.
How old are you, Simon, just so the boys and girls at home know?
22, right?
No, you're not.
Right, and the girl behind the counter looked at me and she said, "Do you want your free love hearts?" Right? Now, I thought, do I? And then I thought, no, I don't like love hearts. So I said, no, I don't like love hearts. And she looked at me and sort of looked around a bit and then went, "Do you want a giant Dairy Milk instead?"
What?
Yeah, exactly. And I went, yes. And she went, right, take it then.
Really?
And I've got with me my free giant Dairy Milk.
How much of a dairy, how many grams are we talking here?
140.
Whoa, that's a big Dairy Milk. That's like the size of a letterbox.
Yeah. So that's my cut out and keep. Chocolate.
Right, okay. You see, I just went to Morrison's and I saw that on the Express and I thought, no, you're making a lot of noise eating those.
Nom nom nom.
Well, to be honest, Simon, I know you're not going to believe me. I've got 140 gram of dairy milk, but I did pay for it. right here. And
mine's free.
That's right. I know yours is free, therefore better. Mine was only a pound, though.
Mine's free.
Mine was pounds.
All I had to do was let her cut out a coupon out of my paper.
Your paper?
My paper, yeah. You cannot beat free chocolate. You can try, but you can't.
No, I'm not going to. I've got TikTok. It's your marriage clock. It's a lesser-known little sister of Have Babies Now clock. And boy, it's a powerful TikTok, says fabulous Catherine Gray, 30. And it's all about how she wants to get married.
It's all about heaping social pressure on people so they have to do something that they probably don't deep down really want to do.
Exactly. And they actually go into that and says, we all have a basic instinct called in-group bias. It means we're programmed to go with the herd even when our intellect tells us to wait, like crossing the road when the lights are red just because other people are. And it's also, it explains why people want to cover their walls in state wallpaper instead of magnolia paint, even if we don't actually want wallpaper with flamingos on it, or following the same logic, a diamond ring. And it has ideas to silence your clock.
Put it under the pillow and go back to sleep.
Start trying the New York way of meeting a man. Multi-dating. This will keep things light and curious rather than getting too serious or too quickly.
What is multi-dating?
It's where you go out with more, like, so you go on one date on a Monday night with one man and a different date, so you do lots of first dates and second dates, and that's the thing is, it doesn't work like that in Britain.
We don't really date in Britain, do we?
No. Well, you certainly don't.
We just get drunk and fall on top of each other. And I don't drink, so, you know, I'm very lonely.
But there's a lady at the shop who looked past your disgusting jeans, met your eyes and says, do you want my love hearts? And you said, no, I don't like them. She said, would you like some chocolate then? Fearing rejection, you went, yeah. And then left her without even a square.
No, I think the dairy milk was an actual legal alternative to the love hearts.
I don't think it was.
Well, she cut out the coupon.
Yeah, but do you know what I think it is? She loves hearts. And bought herself a thing of dairy milk for cheap and didn't want it and thought, I'd rather have some love hearts. I can't give them away until I get a coupon. Oh, there's a coupon. I'll have that. And he's wonderful. And maybe he'll come see me again if I give him free food. No, you're a rubbish man.
Let us swoon romantically towards the delectable deliciousness that is article or farticle.
Yes.
I'm going to get it right today. You ready?
Okay, go on then.
This is where Izzy will read out four headlines, three of which are from her supplements, one of which she has made up, and it is my job to decide which are the articles and which is the farticle.
Which is the one I made up.
Which is the one you made up. I did it.
Well done.
I got it right. It's the chocolate. I've got a sugar rush going.
Oh, God. Right.
Why is that a bad thing?
Number one. Beauty manumission.
Manumission, as
no,
in
not
the
manumission, as in ammunition. But it's really hard to say with an M on the.
Oh,
beginning.
Not as in the club manumission.
No.
Right. So beauty ammunition.
Yeah, but manumission.
Beauty manumission.
It's really hard to think. Try and say it with an A. It's hard.
Beauty manumission.
Yeah, that's hard to say.
It's when you've got a load of chocolate inside your mouth.
Oh, I hate you. Number two. Ooze the most romantic in the UK.
Ooze the most romantic?
Yeah, as in ooze the most romantic.
Oh, I wrote ooze as in double O-Z-E.
No, as in ooh, as in swooning, not as in ooze. Not as in STDs.
So, ooh is the most romantic?
It's not the North. It's just a survey done by text.
Oh, so a regional thing. Okay,
yeah.
Right. Number three?
Number three. Date Winton.
Date Winton.
Yes.
Okay. And four.
Come die with me.
I don't really think I'm going to struggle with this one this week.
What? And that's not about come dine with me.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Well, immediately I'm going to say that the one you've made up is come die with me.
No, it's not. Why would you say that? What do you think that, like, Date Winton is about?
I don't think it's about anything. What's it about?
It's about Dale Winton going on a date.
Okay, fine. There's still not one you've made up, is it?
So what are you saying? Which one have I made up?
Come die with me.
Not the man you...
The one you can't even say. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure you didn't make that one up.
I could have done. It's just difficult to say ammunition, saying manumission. Manumission is wrong. Hey, okay. So Simon says, come die with me. I made up. Yeah. And drum roll, please.
Etc.
You're wrong.
Oh. It's Ooze, the romantic one or something.
No, it's not. Oh. It's not Ooze either. No, it is... Date Witten.
Winton.
Winton. Shut up, I can't it's shit.
Let's delve into the mailbag.
We got emails.
Well, yeah, obviously, that's why we're doing an email correspondence section.
We actually got quite a lot. Like a lot?
A lot.
Yeah.
Well, read one then.
All right, my favourite one, which is a now running theme, I think. It is titled Re-Pubic Topiary.
Right.
And it is from Sam.
Okay. Do we know if Sam is a girl or a boy?
It's not obvious.
Okay.
But I think Sam's a bit younger and I think possibly is a boy, looking at it again.
Okay.
Hello, Sunday Supplements. That's Izzy and Simon, or Simon and Izzy. I don't want to get involved.
Too late. You already are.
Yeah. And you're a coward for not siding with me, Sam.
Sam put you first, though. And then,
yeah,
as an afterthought...
first, and then retracted it.
Yeah,
exactly.
But as an afterthought, in fear.
My parents are staying over this weekend. Mm-hmm. My dad asked if he could borrow my beard trimmer. That's why I think it's a boy.
Yeah. I'm not sure I like where this is going. Okay.
I said no problem as long as he cleaned the filter.
Yeah.
He was in the bathroom for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And after 20 minutes, he came down, handed me the freshly cleaned beard trimmer, and his beard was still in place.
Oh. Okay, you need to comfort yourself by thinking he was probably either just doing his back or his arse. Because other than that, it's horrible. Dear Simon, how do you keep yourself busy whilst Izzy is wittering on? And that's from Gobo, which I believe is a Fraggle reference, not just a really odd name.
Okay. Could be a really odd name. His mum probably said, I've named you after an ancient sun god because you mean light and enlightenment to me and you mean the world to me. And then he finds out he's named after a Fraggle. You ruin it.
Today I've been eating chocolate. That's been keeping me busy while she'd been wittering on. But last week, and it's still here, I've got an old toilet roll, and on it I've drawn a cartoon happy face with tongue sticking out, and on the other side, a cartoon miserable face.
And what Simon does with that toilet roll is he crawls inside it and plays, and he chews the edges and he drags it into his bed so he can make it nice and warm.
If you want to write to us, please do it, sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. It's the randomizer squeezer, where we pick out random bits from our supplements.
So we don't have to read the whole paper.
That's not the truth at all, and that's my excuse, so I'm sticking to it. You can choose S, and it's page 1 to 82.
I'll choose S.
Yeah.
And I'll choose page 74.
Okay, I'll just slip that in there and then open
it. Oh, you filthy beast. Leave that toilet roll alone.
It's my chocolate, actually.
I don't care what you call it. It's not right.
Actually, it's Harry Hill's TV burp, which is no bad thing. It's a TV listings page, sorry. So, you know, there's not much else to talk about.
Okay, I'll choose a different page. How about that? How about 31?
Oh, God. 31 is an advert for a steam train.
Brilliant. A steam train. Is it one you go on or a miniature one?
A big proper one that runs along the coast. So there.
Okay. I've got Fabulous, which is from page 1 to 74.
I'll go with Fabulous, page 74, please.
Okay.
Bound to be Mystic Meg or something.
No, it's Over and Out. Fabulous does a date with Steve Jones, 33. He's a hot Welsh TV presenter who's left a host of beautiful female celebs weak at the knees.
Well, he kneecaps them.
Yeah, he literally...
I don't want to hear about that. Surely that's an arrestable offence.
The thing about him is he is a very pretty man, and he also has a very nice voice because he's got that Welsh voice, which is nice.
Okay.
There is a part where it says, smiles at us, making us blush. There's all the bits and brackets. And then choking on our linguine.
Okay, on which note?
No. How about, what's your favourite part of a woman's body? Could you say?
My favourite part of a woman's body or his favourite part of a woman's
his.
Body? You're not interested in my favourite part of a woman's body?
Oh, you suspect it's probably lungs or something weird with you.
It's not, it's the curve of the hip.
Okay.
As it sweeps towards the abdomen.
Okay.
Yeah? So what's his favourite part?
He wouldn't like to commit himself, as he puts it, I like to roam.
What, he's a Wi-Fi device? I don't like him. He can go away. I win. I don't. What? This has gone very silly.
How could it go very... Your cut out and keek was a chocolate bar.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's a rubbish supplement. That's all I'm saying. My favourite photograph is my humdonger this week.
Is it actually of a humdonger? Is it saying, make love this Valentine's Day with a penis?
Sort of. It's Elizabeth Taylor kissing Richard Burton. So, yeah, in many ways. That's exactly what
she said. Oh, she's not well, though. You can't have her as a cut.
It's from... No. The picture is brilliant. It's a really good picture, and it's really quite erotic in a way. But...
Well, it's Richard Burton. I know what he does to you. He's like the rich man's Anthony Hopkins.
He's like catnip to a hamster. What? No, it's because the guy who took it snuck into their private party. He's a paparazzi guy. And he snuck into their private party just after they got married for the second time in 1975.
In the past.
In the past, yeah. And then just waited for them to have this really intimate moment together. And then decided, you know, I'll take a picture of that and sell it across the world. So that's the reason it's my humdonger, because he's a cock, a prick, a knobber, a humdonger.
I've got Make Your Man a Hottie by Stealth. Fed up with his moves, hate his love handles, get sneaky and whip him back into shape on the sly.
How?
Feed him fish oils.
Yeah, accidentally, like... What are you going to do, put it in his tea?
Encourage him to pour lemon-flavoured fish oil over his veggies or to dress a salad.
Right, so he's not going to go, why am I having salad?
Pour him a gin. Get down and flirty. It is basically imagining that your man is some sort of dog. Have a fake-away.
A fake-away?
Yeah.
What's a fake-away?
Well, men usually choose the fattest, highest-calorie dish when they're ordering in. To break a bad habit, put him on a no-dial diet and get him to whip up a delicious fake-away instead. It'll take less time to prepare than waiting for the real thing to be delivered. Just throw together a jar of low-fat, ready-made sauce, some protein-rich chicken, and a packet of ready-in-minutes microwave rice.
So the person writing this article thinks that men are that stupid.
Yeah.
That they're going to go... I don't understand what's going on.
I'm making my phone.
But I'm mysteriously thinner. Yeah, all right, you win, but with a caveat that I win.
You look silly with a caveat on.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and it's me, with my dairy milk.
That doesn't count. You just got lucky and flirty with someone.
It wasn't flirty at all. It was a giveaway with a coupon. It's the least flirty thing I've ever done in my life. And I've not done that many flirty things.
You're basically trying to chat up a lady in a shop and succeeded to
what,
get her
What, by buying
shop
a paper? Is
yeah.
that all it takes?
Pretty much.
If only I'd known all these years. That means technically, during the course of this podcast, I have flirted with 128 shop assistants. Isn't that a horrible thought? Yeah, you want to retract
what?
It now, don't you?
What? I don't understand. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, during the course not of this podcast,
not
but
this...
of the podcast.
Of the podcast.
I was going to say, yeah. Have you been out?
So, you can't deny that I had the better supplements with my chocolate.
You did have nice chocolate, but I've got Mystic Meg.
I got chocolate.
I've got a little quiz that you and your man can do, right, Simon? And you answer all the questions saying, ooh, what's he most like? What do you most like to do with him? Do you like to go out and get drunk? Do you like to go to the theatre? Or do you just like to snuggle on the sofa? And he's got questions that respond to him. Then you add up your answers and work out why your relationship's flawed.
Or you add up your answers, then work out that it was a waste of time. I win, I got chocolate. So the newspaper, clearly, you should have bought last Sunday for free love hearts and or chocolate.
Just get the chocolate.
Yeah, just get the chocolate. Yeah, good
just
point.
Get the chocolate. I mean, how much is Sunday Express?
Oh, £1, 35 pence.
I mean, the News and World's a quid, which is the same price as going to W.H. Smith and getting exactly the same bar of chocolate from W.H. Smith, because I did that yesterday on my way to Guildford at the station. So,
okay.
Go
next
to W.H. Smith and buy chocolate.
Next week, we'll both get chocolate. That'll make for good listening. If you want to write to us, please do at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can visit our website at sundaysupplement.com. You can visit our Facebook group, or you can message us on Twitter at SiDone, SiGHDONE, or at Izzy Lawrence. ISZI_LAWRENCE.
I never told you why I got the News of the World, did I?
Why did you get the News of the World?
Because on the front of the News of the World, there's people I didn't recognise, but apparently it's Jordan and her boyfriend or something, or husband, I don't know, eating in a restaurant. And underneath them, in big letters, I thought, what paper should I do to get Simon? What would really beat Simon? And the big headline, screw you!
My headline is, Queen is asked, may we dig up Henry VIII? Cheerio.
Screw you.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.